Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Cook restaurant quality meals at home with the Dunn Stores Simply Better collection.
Nevin, good morning.
How are you?
I'm sure I'm flying it now. Can I offer you a Mickadoo?
What? Did you make these?
It's in keeping with the Lyric FM. There are other biscuits.
I love it.
In keeping with the RTE Lyric FM thingy, it's a Mikado.
I love it. Oh my God. You handmade them.
Oh, handmade. Yeah. Ian and I were up early this morning. He had the jam and I had the coconut.
I love
and
it.
We bought the base.
This is perfect because we're going to talk about desserts.
I am not.
We are,
for heaven's sake.
We're talking about two homemade desserts. You enjoy that, my friend.
I'm going to take a bite out of your Mikado now.
Good, Mikado.
You tell me what you have.
So we're going to do two, Marty. We're going to do an apple and almond tart. Apples are in season at the minute. Oh. You can throw in other fruits like blackberries. I'll go through that. And then sticky ginger date pudding, like a sticky toffee pudding.
Oh, right.
With butterscotch sauce. Mm. You wouldn't like that. No.
No.
You'd be on the fresh fruit salad.
That'll make me too regular. Talk to you, yeah. Don't go down that road. Talk to me about apple and almond.
I will, Marty. I have to remember that.
That's right, yeah.
Is that the first time you've said that to me?
No.
The pastry, okay. Right. Oh, you're very funny.
Sorry.
Okay, so plain flour, butter, sugar. Again, all the quantities. I won't go through quantities. They'll be on your website. Mm. One egg yolk. You blend that in the food processor or you can mix it by hand, whatever you feel like doing. For a little tip for your listeners, double this recipe and you can keep half it in the fridge or you can freeze it. So it's brilliant. So just thinking ahead for again. We're coming up to a busiest time, Halloween, and then Christmas will be upon us. So it's well worth this little pastry for your mince pies, which we'll be talking about soon enough. Mm. So your pastry, you have that done. Okay, you're going to line about a 9-inch loose bottom kind of a flan tin with the raw pastry. So what are we going to fill that with? We're going to fill that with what we call a frangipane or an almond paste. 4 ounces of butter, which is softened at room temperature. 4 ounces of icing sugar, or you can use cast sugar, but I like icing sugar, to be truthful with you. 4 ounces of ground almonds, and then 1 ounce of plain flour. Now you can make this exact filling with no flour, and you can use gluten-free flour in the pastry, which will work absolutely perfectly.
Oh, I see, instead of plain, okay.
2 eggs, like you've eaten, a little bit of vanilla pod, a pinch of cinnamon, mix that all together. The beautiful thing about both these recipes, the pastry and the filling, they can be made ahead 2 or 3 days ahead.
Okay.
So you pour that lovely filling that we've spoken about into the raw pastry, so the pastry is rolled out into your flan tin. The oven is preheated at 190. Before it goes into the oven, you're going to get a couple of apples. You can use Bramley, whatever you're growing. If you have apples, you know, my neighbour came to me about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, with lovely apples from his own tree. So I made apple crumble.
We've neighbours who both have apple trees.
And it seems to have been a good season.
We don't have them, but they very kindly, each of them, from time to time, will give us a bag. And it's lovely. And Maria loves making the apple tarts.
And I love the apple tarts.
Apple tarts. Like, you know yourself.
Yum.
Yeah, but you're 10.
You're a lucky man.
You're 10 again. You know, they're gorgeous.
I love it.
Loving an apple tart.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
The apple, no, not at all. So cooking apples, a little bit of lemon juice just to stop them from discolouring. Cut them into nice big chunks, like a wedge. That goes into your frangipane. And then, it's not in your recipe, but I'm just throwing this out here. Some lovely blackberries, which are in season and kind of at the time of year, you can sprinkle them over if you want, and then you bake that off in the oven for about 25 to 30 minutes until the pastry's cooked and the almond paste is cooked. But I'd say about it'd be near the 30 minutes. If it's browning too much, don't panic, cover it with tin foil, and then you lift it out, you let it kind of cool down slightly. What I've said is with apricot jam, warm that up, brush it over, that gives that lovely shine, and then serve that with a big scoop of vanilla ice cream, whipped cream,
vanilla
custard, Marty. Wouldn't you go for all the three?
I would go with vanilla ice cream with that.
Oh, I love it.
Apple and almond tart. Oh, that's gorgeous. Love that.
There's a wonderful Irish company and they're called Morelli's. They're based up in up the north there, and they have the best vanilla ice cream I've ever tasted.
Really?
Yeah, using double cream and using a really good Madagascar vanilla. It's such a clean product but so delicious. I always have some at home.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. This dessert, Marty, when you make it, will keep for about 3 to 4 days. Probably won't last 2 to 3 hours.
No, it won't, no.
Let's be honest.
No,
and I think, remember we were talking about the Sunderland, I think that would work well, you know, as a little treat.
Yeah.
Weekend bacon, that kind of thing would be delicious.
Oh, that's lovely. That's perfect. Yeah.
We go on to the next one. Your favourite.
If you feel a need to go to the sticky ginger and date pudding with butterscotch sauce.
Well, Martin.
It's fine. It's just, I wouldn't be holding on to it for long.
I know.
Do you know?
I love it.
But anyway, away with you.
So anyway, pitted dates, the medjool dates are the best. They're lovely and sticky.
Medjool
is the name of them. They're a big kind of a plump date, and Marty, they are so, they're like treacle, they're like caramel.
Yeah.
They're a little bit more expensive, but they're probably two or three times the size of your regular date.
Oh, I see, okay.
So you soak them in boiling water, and then into that you're going to put half a teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda. So that's the first thing you do. When the dates are soft, you blend them in a little kind of mini chopper, a food blender, so you're making like a date puree. That's exactly what you're doing. Now, next part of that, brown sugar, butter, you cream that up. You're going to add in some large eggs. You're going to add in a little bit of ground ginger, or you can use the stem ginger. I think the ground ginger might be enough in this because it might be a little bit over. Or you can leave the ginger out and you'll have your traditional kind of like sticky toffee pudding. Self-raisin flour. So you have two raisin agents, just to recap. You have the bicarbonate of soda in the dates, and then you have the self-raisin flour. So the flour goes in, then you're cooled. This is really important. Your cooled date puree goes into that, and you're beating that all together. Couple of toasted pecan nuts.
Oh,
in.
I love them.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
Aren't they?
They are yum. Mm. They add lovely texture.
Yeah.
Texture.
Lovely flavour.
So you have lovely moistness from the day. It's your favourite. And then I can't keep this.
I know you.
Oh, you're
know
brilliant.
You. No, yeah,
and then you have a lovely moist pudding, which is gorgeous. Now, I'm going to bake these off, Marty, at 180, and they're little ramekin dishes, not much bigger than a little coffee cup here.
Right.
So it's a small little kind of individual, like little ramekins. It says serve 6 to 8. I definitely think it'll serve 8 because you half fill the dish and then it rises. Does that make sense?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Now, they can be made ahead and they can be frozen, but I honestly think they're beautiful fresh. So you can have all your mixture done and then unmold them. They don't take long to bake. Let's talk about butterscotch sauce. I always think
now
of my mother.
You can buy sauce, of course.
Of course you can.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah.
You can buy it now.
But and
I made this
sorry,
recently.
You mention
no, not
mother,
at all. No, this was her recipe. And she used to make this dessert, and I think you'd like it. It was butterscotch bonanza, vanilla ice cream, one of your favourites like mine.
Yeah.
Butterscotch sauce, sliced bananas, whipped cream and toasted pecans, and it was so nice.
Why are you bothering with the date?
I know.
You can do that. Keep the dates. That's lovely. I love that.
So sure you can shove the date.
Tell you where you can put your date. That's lovely. I like that.
So the butterscotch sauce, brown sugar, butter, cream, golden syrup, a little bit of treacle, which gives a lovely darkness, and sea salt flakes. You put all the ingredients in, and you literally boil that for about maybe 5 to 6 minutes.
That's lovely.
That's your sauce. It's so easy. All you're doing is dissolving the sugar.
Yeah.
You're warming everything up, and a pinch of sea salt, which gives that lovely flavour. If you wanted to make it to another level, a little tablespoon of rum will just... No, I'm telling you,
oh,
dark
really?
Rum. Oh my God, beautiful.
We
do something like this in the cookery school, and the guests love it. So they do.
You must forgive me. The thing about the I told you already the dates, prunes the same. Can't be doing them. Just can't be doing them.
It was the prunes I mixed up.
Prunes, oh yeah.
Sorry.
No. These guys are the same. These guys are the same. Whatever it is.
Oh, you're brilliant.
What was it, the phrase used to be? Larry Hogan used to say on the radio, somebody got a question wrong, they didn't suit you.
They didn't suit you.
And for me, with these, they don't agree with me. They don't agree with me. And that's
so
the end of that.
If you saw that on the menu, would you pass?
Oh, absolutely. And the shame is that you've got this beautiful sauce.
I know.
Which I'd be putting on me banana.
Ice cream.
On me banana. Instead of that.
Imagine you said, I love the sticky toffee sauce. No sticky toffee pudding.
Yes,
a ball of ice cream and a banana.
It's like having a burger in McDonald's. And there are burger restaurants, other ones. But it's like going in there for a burger and just having the bun. It's ridiculous. Anyway, apple and almond tart.
You're on fire this morning.
Sticky ginger and date pudding with butterscotch. Sauce. What do I play for you?
The Ring of Fire. I'm only joking.
That's absolutely the Ring of Fire. I'm not. All right, I was going to play the theme from Blind Date, but no, I'll play the Ring of Fire because you said it.
Sorry, Marty.
Johnny Cash isn't in it. Keep the
You're
faith.
A legend.
Keep the faith. Good luck, Nevin.
Bye.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Dunn Stores Simply Better, proudly working in partnership with over 90 Irish food and drink producers.
Is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.